today's operation was an intel-guided operation. Over the last few days, we've been following intelligence about planned series of protests around the city. And based on the information that we had gotten, we made strategic deployments around the city. That was just one of the many deployments that were made based on the intel as per where the gatherings would have been. So the deployment was just an intel base and not because of the CDC party headquarters.
So the CDC is saying that you violated their premises because there were no protests taking place, but yet you deployed.
Well, Mr. Butter, we live in an age today that everyone with a mobile phone is a journalist. So if for any reason the police may have gone into the CDC premises without any authorization, let's look and see if that video shows police at their headquarters. The police deployed at a location that is in the proximity of their headquarters, not at their headquarters. And it was just a strategic location at a center point to be able to swiftly cover two areas where we're expecting protesters to gather.
So, Inspector General, let me understand. The deployment was not to stop any protest, but just to provide protection.
So the deployment today was quite strategic. One, we reminded people over the last few days in series of press releases and press conferences that it's the right to protest. And the La Brea National Police remain committed to protecting those rights. We also ask them to remember the rights of those involved in the protest as well. So we deployed the intel, even led to the fact that there could be escalation. So we went over our drills. We made sure the deployment was strategic. Officers were well briefed as per the rules and assignment. And we went just to prevent any form of violence and to protect the rights of all those who would have been protesting and that of those who were not a part of it, that could have been a victim of it with their rights being infringed upon by those who attempt to seize their rights to movement.